crucified my Lord, and they nailed him. Yes, they did. They
nailed him to a tree.
Oh, they crucified my Lord, and they nailed him. Yes, they did. They
nailed him to a tree.
Well, praise God, and so very, very thankful for those of you that are part of this outreach ministry. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hiss Senior, and today we're going to just continue to share in this week of passion, and we're trying to keep up as much as we can. But we're going to talk about the Jesus who teaches with fire. The Jesus who teaches with fire is found in chapter 21, 22, and 23 of Matthew. And on Tuesday, Passion Week, it's the longest teaching day of Jesus' ministry. He teaches in the temple from morning until night. He confronts hypocrisy. He exposes false religion. He reveals the kingdom. He warns of judgment. He calls for repentance. He speaks with clarity, authority, and most of all, with urgency. So Tuesday is the day that Jesus says, you cannot follow me casually. You cannot serve me halfway. You cannot worship me with your lips while your heart is far from me. Jesus is calling it out on Tuesday. He calls out the Pharisees not because he hates them, but because he loves truth. Jesus confronts religious games not because he enjoys the conflict, but because he desires purity. Jesus, he exposes spiritual blindness, not to shame, but to save. Jesus was all business on Tuesday. Tuesday is the day when Jesus teaches us that truth without compromise is an act of compassion. That's what we need. We need truth without compromise. So Jesus goes on to teach about the greatest commandment, we're to love God with all of our heart, soul, our mind, and even our strength. Jesus is busy. He's teaching about loving your neighbor. He's teaching about the end times. He's teaching about stewardship. He's teaching about faithfulness. He's teaching about readiness. Be also ready. If you are able to walk with me, walk in truth is what Jesus is saying on that Tuesday. Not half truth, not convenient truth, not cultural truth, but God's truth. Because truth is not a concept. Truth is a person. Truth is not an idea. It's a savior. Truth is not a philosophy. Truth is Jesus. And on Tuesday, Jesus calls his people to stand in truth, speak in truth, and also to live truth. Lord, teach us again. Open up our eyes, open up our ears, open up our hearts. Make us here in 2026 lovers of truth. Make us doers of truth. And then I want you to sanctify your people through your truth, because your word is truth. So on this Tuesday, we're asking the Lord to teach us again. John 17:17, it says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. This is a Tuesday cry before Friday cross. Jesus knew exactly where he was headed, and he was not mixing any words. So as we stand on this Tuesday of Holy Week, the shadow of the cross is already stretching across Jerusalem. The betrayal is already in motion. The disciples are confused. There's a lot going on here. The religious leaders are plotting, and Jesus, knowing the hour, begins to pray the longest recorded prayer in scripture. He didn't pray for miracles. He didn't pray for crowds. He didn't pray for comfort, but he prayed for sanctification. He said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. That's the prayer that Jesus prayed before the nails came. That's the prayer that Jesus prayed when he had to go upon the cross. This is the heartbeat of Jesus before things began to really unravel in the eyes of the people. But Jesus knew things were not unraveling against him. Jesus knew that it was a setup where he was going to be more than a conqueror. And we need to say what Jesus said. Lord, teach us again. Open up our eyes. Open up our ears. Open up our sanctified eyes, our sanctified ears, our sanctified hearts. Make us lovers of the truth. Make us doers of the truth. Sanctify us through your truth. That was the prayer that Jesus prayed. Lord, open up our eyes. Because, you know, blindness is yet possible. I tell you, Holy Week exposes spiritual blindness. On that Tuesday, when Jesus was in Jerusalem, headed toward the cross, the Pharisees saw miracles, but they couldn't see the Messiah. Judas saw opportunity, but he couldn't see his own soul. The disciples, they saw the temple stones, but couldn't see the coming destruction. The crowds, everybody saw something. The crowds saw a prophet, but couldn't see the Lamb of God. Because blindness is not the absence of sight. Blindness is the inability to interpret what you're seeing. You need to be able to discern what it is that you're seeing. You must be able to discern what it is that you're hearing. You must be able to discern whatever it is that God is doing. Because, you know, you can actually attend church and still be blind. You can shout and still be blind. You can quote scriptures and still be blind. So we're asking the Lord, Lord, open up our eyes during this Passion Week. What do you want the Lord to open up your eyes for? So that we can see the seriousness of sin. So that we can see the beauty of holiness. We can see the urgency of the hour. We can see the deception of the enemy. And most of all, we can see the truth of His Word. Because if our eyes don't open, this upcoming Good Friday becomes a story. Not a salvation, but just a story. But when the Lord opens up our eyes, we can see that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior of the world. So we need to pray, Lord, open up our eyes, because truth is yet being spoken. Jesus spent Tuesday teaching. He taught parables. He taught warnings. He taught prophecy. He taught correction. But not everyone heard Him. And absolutely not everyone listened to Him. Some listened in order to trap Him. Some listened to twist Him. Some even listened to accuse Him. Some listened but never obeyed Him. Hearing is not the same as heeding. I said hearing is not the same as heeding. We must heed the word of the Lord. Truth must be received, not just heard. This is why Jesus said repeatedly, "He that has ears to hear, let him, let her, let them hear." So we need ears that can hear. What can the ears hear? Hear conviction without being offended. Hearing correction without rebellion. Hearing truth without filtering. Hearing scripture without self-editing. And hear the Spirit without resisting. So we pray, Lord, open up our eyes again. Lord, help us to hear Your word above culture. Lord, help us to hear Your voice above our emotions. Lord, help us to hear Your word and to listen to Your voice. Listen to Your truth. In other words, make a decision when we hear the truth of the word of God. Because the heart is the soil where truth either grows or dies. It's in the heart. And on this Tuesday, as I close out today, Jesus taught the parable of the fig tree, a tree with leaves but no fruit, because a heart can actually look religious and yet be barren. A heart can be busy and yet be empty. A heart can be emotional and still be unchanged. So again, Lord, we pray, open our hearts so that we might see, that we might receive Your truth, that we might love Your truth, that we might obey Your truth, and that we might be shaped by Your truth and be sanctified by Your truth. Because truth that does not enter into the heart can never transform a life. Well, God bless you. That's all I'm going to give you for today. But I thank God for those of you that seem to be receiving this word during this Passion Week. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you.
Yes, they did. They
nailed Him to a tree.
Oh, they crucified my Lord. Ooh. And they nailed Him. Yes, they did. They
nailed Him to a tree.
Oh, heroes.
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 I said He got up from the dead. Oh, heroes.
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 He got up from the dead.
Oh, 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 heroes.
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 I said He got up from the dead. Oh, heroes.
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 Heroes. He got up from the dead.
Listen, the Sister Mary, put your hands together. She came running. She came running. Looking for my
Lord.
Come on, quartet people, Sister Mary. Hey, she came a running. Oh Lord, she came a running. Looking for my
Lord.
Oh, 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 heroes.
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 I said He got up from the dead. Oh, heroes.
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 He
got up from the dead.
Oh, 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 heroes.
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 I said He got up from the dead. Oh, heroes.
Heroes.
An angel came down from heaven, hey, and he rolled the stone away.
Say,
I said an angel came down from heaven, hey, and he rolled the stone away. Oh, heroes,
heroes,
I said He got up from the dead. Oh, heroes,
heroes,
He
got up from the dead.
I said He got up from the dead. Oh, heroes,
heroes,
heroes.
He got up from the dead.
Oh, oh, oh. I said
He got up.
Do I have one witness?
He got up.
Do I have one witness?
He got up.
That knows that the Lord.
He got up.
Oh, stayed there Friday.
He got up.
Stayed there Saturday.
He
Do I have one witness?
He got up.
That knows that the Lord.
He got up.
Hey, he got up.
He got up.
I feel my help coming on. Come on.
He got up.
Do I have one witness?
He got up.
That knows that the Lord.
He got up.
He got up.
He got up.
Them,
got up,
did them dirty,
got up,
betrayed them,
got up,
hey,
yes,